and welcome to the ISIS Americas podcast for today, Thursday, 28th of April. I'm your podcast host, Christy Moffat, and today I'm joined by ISIS senior editor Larry Terry. Hi, Larry.
Hi, Christy.
Today we're talking about OXO alcohols. So, Larry, what's going on in the market?
Well, we're at the outset of the peak spring demand season, and OXOs go largely into paints and coatings. They go into precursors for paints and coatings, to adhesives and some of the plasticizers. So spring is a big time for paint and coatings and construction. It ties in directly with that. And plasticizers speak to the construction part of the demand picture. For example, 2-ethylhexanol is a feedstock for diacetyl terephthalate, or DOTP, and that's very important to the construction industry. And construction is less cyclical per se than paints and coatings. You generally see a peak beginning in April, May, June, and into the summer. They kind of correlate, pretty much correlates with the construction, and they're both very dependent upon the weather and, of course, the economy. We've had pretty good weather this year, relatively speaking. I mean, Houston had the catastrophic flooding, and there were the earlier in the year snowstorms in the Northeast. But by and large, it's been a less severe weather year so far, and so that's made people more optimistic about spring demand.
So what's the outlook for construction and coatings demand in general?
Generally, people are pretty positive. You and I were recently in Indiana at the coating show, and people are initially I heard forecasts maybe year-over-year demand improvement forecast of maybe 3-5%. Folks were saying more 3% at the show, and when I talked to them week to week, and they'd be very happy with 3% year-over-year demand increase, you know, if they were to see that kind of, you know, increase in volume and demand.
So what's contributing to that outlook?
Well, the economic outlook is certainly, as we said before, it's a big part of it. If the economy's doing well, then you're going to see construction, that sort of thing. The economic outlook is not robust, but there is positivity. Oil and gas markets, you know, I'm hearing more and more people say they're either near the bottom or at the bottom. You know, we've seen increases. You know, sometimes we'll see a step back, two steps forward, but so we're seeing a little bit of improvement there. Lights vehicle sales have been flattening rather than in decline. This week, I heard an analyst talking about that. And among those with whom I speak in the coatings business, the optimism is mostly weather-driven, as we mentioned before. So they're, because the weather wasn't quite as severe, they're anticipating a generally better year. But again, not much better. It's a measured optimism, I guess is what you would call it, versus the last couple of winters that we've seen, winters and springs.
In regards to pricing, where do things stand right now?
There are price increase proposals that are out there for the OXOs right now for April, 2-3 cents up for April. We're hearing that there's reason to believe they're going to see some increases. But interestingly enough, maybe not the full 3 cents, but interestingly enough, today I talked with someone who felt that some price increases were being implemented, maybe a penny, in some of the non-coatings markets. Whereas in the coatings markets, that person was not seeing as much implemented. I'm not sure. I think we're going to see broad increases in price for April. It might be 1-2 cents. I'm not sure that all the 3 cents that's out there will be fully realized.
Can you expand a bit more on that?
Well, many see that the market is still basically balanced to oversupplied, so that's going to diminish the effect of, you know, supply is, it was long. Obviously, you know, I have a strong argument for pricing. On the propylene side of the equation, the gains have not been really robust. We actually we saw propylene go down in February, went back up in March by a penny and a half, and again in April by a penny. So that's not seen as a strong driver for price. So it's really sort of the sentiment of the season, so to speak, is that demand is going to be up. And that positivity is sort of driving things.
Can you tell us a bit about what's happening with maintenance?
Spring is typically a a time for maintenance. Ironically, it's the time where demand for coating on the coating side of things really tends to peak. But of course, with all maintenance, all planned maintenance, there's a build of inventory. So nobody's really talking about any supply constraints. There is a spring turnaround going on at Oxeas Integrated Bay City, Texas facility where NBA and isobutanol are produced. And that is probably should be complete by the beginning of the summer, if not the end of May.
Okay. Well, thank you, Larry. Were there any other sort of last thoughts you had on what's happening in the market?
Just that everybody is fairly optimistic. Markets are they're upbeat. Markets are stronger, at least a little bit, than they were last year. But again, as I sort of implied before, it's a moderate improvement and sort of moderate optimism.
Well, if you'd like to read some more about what Larry has been talking about today, visit ICIS.com for all the latest news on oxo alcohols, along with our coverage of other petrochemical markets. And don't forget to tune in next week for our next podcast.